Welcome everybody to the first episode of Time for Your Mind, and today I'm delighted to introduce to you Christine O'Hanlon. Christine is an executive and personal coach, as well as a Reiki practitioner, and she's based in South Dublin. And the great thing about Christine is she's able to blend the practical side of things with your wellness to cover your mind, body and spirit. And I'm really delighted to have her along today. All of Christine's details will be available on the website if you want to check her out on her website and also through her social media as well. So welcome, Christine. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you very much for asking me.
So what we're going to do is we're dividing up this interview into a couple of different topics. So we'll only break them down into small segments. So for the listeners, you'll be able to listen to one part and then you'll be able to access the other audios in smaller segments as well. And today, for the first topic, we're going to be looking at concluding 2016. So as the year is coming to an end, how can we review it very well and make sure that we're preparing ourselves for the year ahead in 2017? So Christine, how can people review their year effectively? How would you suggest doing this? And what benefits do you think come from this?
Yeah, I mean, this is an individual thing, but just to give some people ideas, personally, I find it best to look at it in different sections, if you like. But that's just my preference. So there will be some crossover. For example, I would look at my career and I would think, okay, what steps have I or changes have I made there? Am I happy where I am and with what I'm doing? And if you are, that's brilliant. But if you're not and you want to move on or do something different, I would look at it for myself and say, okay, have I done, for example, that course I said I was going to do that would open more doors for me or give me more experience? Or have I applied for that job that I was interested in and that would suit me? You know, have I reached out to the people in my network that can help me? And, you know, different things that you can look at as what steps have you taken in the past year to get you to where you might want to be? And also in relation to your lifestyle and health, I'd look back at, you know, what did I do this year that brought me happiness? Did I spend time with the people that I wanted to? Did I go to places I wanted to go to, do things that I enjoyed? And, you know, what have I done to improve my physical health? Or do I need to address that? You know, I'd look back on what I've done and see what steps I need to take from that. And if you've done nothing, that's fine too. Just address what you think you need to do to get there. Because I always think that there's a learning curve when you look back. I'm sure there are situations that people have learned a lesson from. They'll approach it in a completely different manner in the future. And there'll be some situations that people will want to do again. You know, they've either enjoyed it or they've learned something from it. So I think looking back on this last year, it's a good time to take stock of where you are in life. The main thing I would say to people is, do not compare yourself to what other people are doing and feel you should be doing the same thing or you should be keeping up with them, because without sounding like a cliche, everyone is on their own journey and with their own set of circumstances. So I think the most valuable thing you can do for yourself is just realize that and stop putting pressure on yourself, because I know that once I started doing that, I just felt so much lighter in myself and it let me start on my own path.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a few things that you said there were the happiness part. So look at what brought you happiness over the year, because I think we're so bad at looking at what we didn't do. And while that's definitely important, and you mentioned that there, what did I not do and how could I maybe implement that now, it's really good as well to look at the positive side of it as well. And like you said, the lessons that may have come from the happiness that you did involve yourself in, or even the bad stuff that happened, can bring lessons with it as well. So I think that's really good advice. And I think as well, when we lean more towards what makes us happy, that can help shift a lot of energy for us too. And the comparing ourselves to everybody, I think that's brilliant, because like you said, we are on our own journey, but we do spend a lot of time looking outward. Look at that person, how is it so easy for them, or how did they make that happen?
I think everybody is guilty of that at some
point. Yeah, absolutely. I know I am, definitely. But you never know what's going on behind the scenes. And I'm sure it's happened to you, and I know it's happened to me, where people will say, oh God, that's great, and you're doing so well with that, and you're like, God, you really don't know what's going on behind, you know,
exactly.
And what we portray.
Or how hard it's been for me to put on that face that people think that everything is great, when, you know, you might have some turmoil going on in the background, be it personal or emotional or whatever. And, you know, I think people need to congratulate themselves on how far they've come, and also, you know, have that momentum of where they want to be as well. So I think looking back and sort of seeing the steps that you've taken or the things that you've learned, and as I've said, the things you've enjoyed and you might want to do more of, and bring them into the next step of your life.
Absolutely. And while we were talking as well there about the comparing ourselves to other people, for people who didn't achieve their goals and maybe just never got started with something, whether it's fear or procrastination or resistance, or just really life took over and it didn't allow them to make that start. And now they're at the point where they're at the end of the year, and I see this a lot where people are rushing to try and get things done in the last couple of weeks, of the year. What would you say to people who are being really hard on themselves? Because I think if you're being hard on yourself, you'll just end up being stuck there. So
Definitely.
would you have any advice on that?
Yeah, I think in most cases we tend to be our own hardest critic, and we need to just get out of that mindset. And you know, when you hear that little voice saying you should have done this or you should have done that or why didn't you say that, you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing, but you need to stop yourself from doing it. And that can be very hard because some people, it's almost a natural thing that they go to when they do something. They'll sort of, you know, have a hard time on themselves why they did that. I think, and I've done this myself, the best way to look at it is say to yourself, okay, I didn't achieve what I set out to do, but look at what I have achieved. It sort of links onto what we just said a few moments ago. It can even be something very small, but it's still a change that you made, for example, how you might do things or how you react to things or how you view something or a situation. So don't be hard on yourself and, you know, sit down. Spend some time thinking about those steps you did make towards your goals or the changes that you made, maybe to improve your lifestyle or your career or whatever. But I think we do need to congratulate ourselves more on the things we did do rather than beat ourselves up on the things that we didn't do, because that's very common. And,
Absolutely.
you know, I think people would be surprised if they looked at the things. If you write down what you've done in the last year, and the thing, you'd be surprised at things you actually took for granted at the time or didn't think were important. They actually are. And, you know, it is a cliche again, but tomorrow is another day and you can start again. But don't be hard on yourself, because I doubt very much that there is anyone out there who has not taken one step, no matter how small or a small change, that has improved things for them, you know, even slightly.
Yeah,
So they should
absolutely.
congratulate themselves on even making that change, because change can be difficult for people. People are afraid to do it. So, you know, if it's through fear or whatever, don't be concerned that you're not alone there. But I do think that don't be hard on yourself and, you know, appreciate what you have done.
Absolutely. I think that's great advice, and I think the listeners will definitely take a lot of that on board. It also gives them permission to be easier on themselves as well. Sometimes we need somebody
Yeah.
else to tell us it's okay to look at our achievements or not be hard on ourselves. I think that's really great what you've said there. What I was saying a minute ago as well is that by the time of this point, we're like in the midpoint of December, and I suppose with Christmas coming up, we kind of write off most of the rest of December now. I know for myself, it's planning everything really from next week. What am I going to do for the nights out and finish buying presents? But we do think as well, that okay, January's coming around, and I'm hearing that a lot from clients in in the last number of weeks. Oh, it's fine, I'll start again in January. I can't wait for January to come. But to me, January's just another month. It's literally 2 weeks away. And life does not just dramatically change because it's January, and we can make a start, whether it's July or February or whatever it is. So, is there anything you can, I suppose, advise people that to help them to set New Year's resolutions that are more achievable, but also, is there anything they can do in these last couple of weeks to prepare for those New Year's resolutions?
I suppose most people pick January as the start of a new year and a new me kind of an attitude, because, you know, they think it's a fresh beginning. But I think that you can definitely get the jump on the new year by doing, as we mentioned earlier, do a review of the past year, where you are, see what you've achieved, and then see what you need to continue with or what you need to start with in relation to the goals that you want for yourself in the next year. But you need to be realistic as well about these goals. So they, you know, people need to bear that in mind. You know, you're not going to be able to run a marathon after 2 weeks of no training, you know, so some goals might be more long term than others. But I personally would, and I've done this myself, so I can vouch for this. I would use year end as a starting point for the transition to next year. So, you know, that when you get into that first week in January, you already know where you're going and you already have your plan in place. So you're not losing any time and you can just jump straight in. And it gives you a sense of momentum. And I did that myself last year. I put my plan in place towards the end of the year, looked at what I had done, what I wanted to achieve. And when I went back to what I was doing in the new year, I hit the ground running. And it wasn't something that I ever did before.
Yeah.
So I know how difficult it can be for people. But I, you know, bit the bullet and jumped in. And I can certainly say that it was the best thing I ever did to just sort of get that head start. You know, okay, we're enjoying ourselves and we're all celebrating and having parties and whatever, but take an hour out of your day sometime over the Christmas period to do that, plan ahead so that you're ready when you start in the new year.
Yeah, I think that's really, really great advice. And I know in our third audio for this interview, you're going to look at preparing for the new year in 2017 in more detail, but I definitely think that's great. Like, try and take an hour out over the Christmas period, as much as you can, or even if it's only half an hour, whatever you can do. But I definitely agree with that. We need to not put the pressure on in January, try to have that preparation done, and it feels a lot easier to move into. I think all the advice you've given there is absolutely fantastic. And thank you so much for that. We're going to finish up this segment and then we're going to move on into segment two. So you can join us all there in the next audio for this. So thanks, Christine, for all that advice. And we'll talk to you in the next segment.
Okay, thank you.